Here's the question.
Hola, bitches. Good day to you and yours. All right, today is the day that we play Big Dummy, the game show that rewards you for your stunning ignorance. And here's how it works. You call us. We will spin the category wheel. Anytime, Tip. Thank you.
Yeah.
I know you're a little distracted. USA playing tonight.
Yeah. Just trying to focus on the show. Clearly, I'm not.
Clearly, you are not. But we will spin the category wheel, and then we'll ask you a question from that category. But here's where Big Dummy separates itself from your average, more reputable game show. We will continue to ask you questions until you get one right, because as always, we want you to leave here smarter than you showed up. Now, so far this year, our biggest dummy is the lovely and talented Robert, who thought bipolar referred to an Arctic bear that swings both ways, baby, and found a way to answer 12 consecutive questions wrong. Can you do better? Of course you can. Everyone else has. So give us a call, and off we go on Big Dummy, brought to you by our friends at Advanced Hair Restoration.
To be a contestant and play Big Dummy, call 206-803-ROCK. Like the Men's Room on Facebook, follow us on X and Instagram at Men's Room Live. Send those emails to themensroom at KISW.com, and I'll watch the show live on YouTube at KISW Rock.
You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill, 99.9 KISW.
All the tolls, away we go. Welcome to the 21st Amendment season, episode number 4,556. What a large and charged program we have for you today. Guaranteed future repeat. The head chef is back, Ted's Meat Potatoes.
Oh, yeah.
Going to all the different stadiums that are hosting the World Cup in North America.
So how many is that? There's, what, 6 in the states?
We got Los
Angeles.
We're
going to all 3 countries.
Yep.
We've got Seattle, Kansas City, Miami, Atlanta, New York,
Boston,
Vancouver, Boston, Toronto, Mexico City, Guadalajara.
Yeah.
A lot of different places in North America with a lot of different cuisine.
That stadium in Guadalajara looked awesome.
I believe that.
Yeah. I was watching a game there last night. I was like, what stadium is that? And they're like, they're in Guadalajara. I was like, oh, all right.
But as you travel, if you're from anywhere around the world, the cuisine and all these places is uniquely different.
Absolutely.
So that's the cool thing about traveling around the United States, Mexico, and in Canada is the fact that you're going to be interested in some different food, so to speak, at the stadiums.
Yeah, correct. And I think it's good, too, that people traveling around to different areas, you'll see that local cuisine. Is it like I was saying yesterday? It's not like we have some barbecue, but it's not like Texas.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
Or yeah, like, without a doubt.
I mean, I'm sure there's a couple shops here in town that sell a lobster roll, but that's not like being in Boston, yeah. Massachusetts.
But if you want Korean barbecue, you come here,
go to the right place, yeah. Or Korea.
Oh,
you know, yeah. I mean,
well, sure.
Exactly. One of the two. Yeah. I'm saying.
Yeah,
we were talking earlier in the office with the match tomorrow night. You said there's not going to be rain, but, you know, if you're coming from Iran, if you're coming from Egypt,
yeah,
and you don't see a lot of rain.
Or so, cold weather.
So a lot of people are in town today. You know, this is probably some of the coldest weather they've experienced in their lifetime.
Easily.
You know, yeah. A lot of those people, obviously, they've traveled the world, they've traveled the globe, but typically...
And some of the areas, obviously, are in the mountains.
Yeah, but typically, you don't go to cold weather climates on holiday. Maybe that's just because that's where we are.
Unless you're skiing.
Correct.
Correct. Right? That's about it. So, yeah, they're probably... I thought it was summer here. Like, well, yeah. You're in Seattle. It is summer here.
So there you go. I mean, who knows? Maybe it's a nice break for them.
That's what I mean. Might be. It might be exciting. You know?
Yeah.
Wow,
yeah.
Dude, it rained.
Right.
It just falls out of the sky.
All their pictures are just going to be in a rain. Like, yeah. Look, there's just water coming down.
I saw an English guy post, because it's very hot in Europe right now, and he's like, what'd he say? Just like, I miss the U.S. and air conditioners.
Yeah.
Well, I guess the UK is kind of like
it's kind of like Seattle. Right? Like, they just don't have AC.
Well, it was 111 in France yesterday.
Right,
that's higher than the highest temperature ever recorded in Florida.
Yeah.
Damn.
109. You've been 109 in Florida. 111.
That poor bastard's been traveling the states, staying in hotels where you have your own little air conditioner.
Oh, yeah. It turns to any temperature you want.
And as you've brought up on many occasions, Ted, it's kind of fun to see the world's view of what they find to be awesome as far as the cuisine, just the different aspects of a woman who went to a Walmart, I read the other day, and she was like, oh, my God, they have, you know, Eggos, like Lego My Eggo.
Everything.
Waffles. Yeah.
I mean, it's cool been positive across the board. And so they have this thing like, we need to apologize to the U.S. kind of trend thing going on. And then they just said, look, like anything, you know, the media portrays this country, if you're in Europe, you know, like, dude, it is inhospitable. The people are terrible, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. All of them are like, dude, we're sorry. Because that's what we thought, because that's all we hear. Yeah. And like, everyone is super friendly, very loud. They want to drink. They want to help you. Like, if you ask a U.S. citizen a question, they give you an answer. They're more than, they invite you into their house to drink beer. I mean, people are like, it's unreal.
Even, I mean, look, even some of my friends I had from Dematha that came in, they were like, I've never been here. I thought I'd never want to go to Seattle. They're like, nah, I don't want to leave.
Yeah, is that right?
Yeah, so even for people here. Well,
what did they think was cool about it? Just the being just on the water, the
weather,
mountains.
The topography, right? Just the mountains in the
and
background.
The East Coast, that part, the way people behave here is a little different.
Yeah.
You know,
also,
people are actually, like I said, when we first moved here, and this blew my mind, and it sounds so stupid, but it is true. We walked into a McDonald's to get breakfast, and a woman behind the counter said, "Welcome to McDonald's. What can I get for you?" And then she smiled, and I thought I was being punked. Because I'm easily like, what? I mean, right? That's how they take your order.
Well, even as far as the buildings, you know, not that Seattle's got a great skyline, first of all.
Yeah.
But when you go to the East Coast, and you are from D.C., all right, D.C. doesn't, they have a height restriction on buildings because of the government.
Nothing can be taller than the Capitol.
Baltimore
the
does
Capitol
not.
The Capitol or Washington Monument?
The Capitol. Well, the monument's taller, but no building can be taller than the Capitol.
Mm-hmm. Ah, okay.
I want to say in Baltimore, one of the tallest buildings downtown is the World Trade Center building.
Yeah.
It might be 20 stories.
Actually, the tallest building in Baltimore is 529 feet.
Okay, so it's not very. So there's no real skyline in Baltimore. Now, no disrespect to Philly, but they don't have the greatest skyline in the world either.
They don't have the greatest anything except cheesesteak.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's, so when you come
sorry,
here,
Philly.
You see these huge buildings, and you know, it's a beautiful environment. So
and mountains.
Yeah.
Mountains, right? You got
water.
Especially our stadiums are right there. You could see both. You could see Mount Rainier
from
the stadium. You could also see the Olympics. Like, people are just like, Jesus, this is gorgeous.
Uh-huh. North America kind of showing off to the world. So, food's coming up 4:30 with a head chef and Ted's Meat and Potatoes. And today is the day we play the game known as Big Dummy. It's an easy game to play. You're either playing for Team Sober or Team Not Sober. We will, Biggest Dummy, by the way, Robert.
Yes.
Took him 12 questions to get one right. And as we do when we play Big Dummy, we like to do a little men's room poll. And the last time, we were inspired by a story. I cannot remember where the festival was. It was somewhere, I believe, over in Europe. Guns N' Roses was playing, and kind of in the back of the field where this festival was, because it was a festival with all kinds of different stuff, they had this huge Ferris wheel.
Oh, yeah.
And a couple was, and it was, you know, plastic or glass, whatever. I mean, the couple was obviously engaged in what they were doing. The crowd was cheering them on.
Oh, yeah.
As one onlooker said, it kind of lightened the mood a little bit, so to speak.
I bet it did.
People were laughing. They were, you know, having a good time watching this couple enjoy themselves. So we also had a story about a couple that was caught at a jacuzzi in a hotel. Multiple stories about people being caught on a plane. There was a couple that was caught on a beach. So those were your options. You're going to get caught having sex.
We should have put Miles's bathroom on there.
Well, I mean, that wasn't all full. Was that full on?
No, but
I thought you just got a mouth hug.
No, we were. It was getting close.
Okay.
And then I just opened that door, and he's like, you're fine. I was this is very awkward for both of us.
No. I mean, as long as it wasn't too close to my toothbrush.
Right.
That's my only rule. Just stay, give me about a foot buffer on the toothbrush.
I wish I had thought about that last week, though. I bet people would have picked Miles' bathroom.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
So roomy.
I didn't even know you were here. Like, I know.
Believe it or not, if you were going to get caught having sex, last place, 13%, that would be airplane.
Really? I thought they would do better because the Mile High Club, it's like this legendary thing.
And then it was
the airplane, though, too, man. A, you get caught. They probably hear you get reprimanded, and then you just got to sit there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But also, look, you're right, and it's kind of humiliating when you're in trouble in an enclosed place and everyone knows. But also, it's like, because I got laid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And as they put these in third place, Ferris wheel 26%. And those are going around becoming more of a city feature in a lot of different places.
Yeah.
That's the trendy thing to kind of put one of those wheels in place. Yeah. I've not heard anything about our wheel here in Seattle. If someone was busted, they didn't make the news. I'm saying having sex.
You make the news. If you have sex on a Ferris wheel, like it's almost a guarantee you make the news. A
couple different couples in Vegas. They've been busted.
Sure.
We've read those stories before. But Ferris wheel came in third, 26%. Caught having sex in second place, that would be the beach at 28%. Add back to the impromptu thing. If you are not ready to have sex on a beach, bringing a blanket, bringing a towel, it is not the greatest experience.
It's not.
It really is not.
Well, go prepared. That's all I can say.
Yeah.
Because nobody even says, do you want to take a walk on the beach? Say, let me just grab a towel just in case.
Yeah. Matter of fact, when
it's like having a condom in your wallet. Like, just grab a towel if they want to walk on the beach.
Yeah. This guy that I was... there's kind of an outdoor bar at this hotel that I was at. And I talked to this guy a few nights. And he was there with his family for the week. But when the kids went to bed and everything, his wife would come down. She eventually would just go up to bed. We'd sit down there and drink, right?
Yeah.
So it was one of those nights. But he knew I left, all right? And he knew I was going to take a walk on the beach. But he's still at the bar. So I get back, it's like 10:30, 10:15, somewhere in there. And there's an outdoor shower right before you walk up to the steps to get on the balcony where the pool is and where that bar is.
All right.
I'm covered in sand. So I even though I put my shirt back on, I take my shirt off, I had my swim trunks on, I get out of the shower, and I take an outdoor shower. Again, yeah. It's 10:15 at night. I'm covered in sand. And he's like, Jesus Christ. I'm like, I'm covered. I'm still, like, covered in sand. So he had a pretty good idea what was going on at that point in time.
Yeah, I think you pieced it together.
But it was...
Did you fall?
It was not ideal. I'm telling you right now. It wasn't...
Way to persevere.
Yeah, it's just like
he pushed through.
You can't
believe... You sacrificed so much.
Sand is sand, man. It hurts. I mean, it really does.
No, I mean, you're right, but also it's like,
Also, you're having sex.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, it's like when people, I'm so sure we had sex in the back of like a Toyota Supra. I'm like, it's not like you went to the gym or did yoga, man. You still had sex.
Well, sand is sand. Like, you put your elbow down, now you got a clunk of sand on your elbow.
I'm all right with that.
Like, you got a print. Like, it's just, but then it goes everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
In places you don't want it to go. So sand is not great.
Yeah.
Number one on the list, that would be jacuzzi. 32% of you said that if you were going to get caught having sex somewhere in public, you would take the jacuzzi action.
Yeah, I'm picking beach.
I've never done that, so I'm not here to speak. The only thing I can think of is there's a good chance you might get some kind of bacterial infection.
Again, hot tubs, bad. In-room jacuzzi jetted tubs.
Sure.
Just regular water, good.
Yeah. Now, today on our poll, a little dark, not too dark, but a little bit dark. And these are all stories in the news.
No, it's dark.
It's dark.
One of these was on...
there's nothing positive. There's no silver lining to these.
One was on Who Sucks Less yesterday, one of these stories. But we'll start with this one. Police in Hungary have arrested a 30-year-old man who investigators say collected human body parts that he gathered from an abandoned cemetery and from his workplace in a hospital. Hungary's National Bureau investigation arrested the man in Budapest June 17th after receiving information he'd been storing the body parts at work and at home. The man is employed as an orderly at a hospital. During a search of the man's apartment, investigators seized skulls, a complete lower leg, and a hand, as well as a reconstruction of a human face prepared from facial skin.
That's not messed up.
Other bones were found stored in a suitcase. A heart is in a jar, which police were trying to determine whether it was human or of animal origin. Now, the man admitted collecting body parts during questioning, said that he was particularly attracted to them, and that he had prepared a lot of food from such parts and eaten them. He is being held on suspicion of illegal use of human bodies. Whatever the police said in their statement, they don't need to say anything.
It explains itself. What food do you think you prepare?
I mean,
are you doing stew? Are you doing the equivalent of, say, a cheese steak?
I think I'd start.
Are you doing
with,
a shank?
I think I'd start with ribs.
Because I found the lower leg.
I mean, I go ribs.
Yeah,
low and slow.
Yeah,
that's what I'm thinking. I would guess if I had to cook a human body part,
you
got to
cook it down. You're going to go low and slow. Cook it down because it's going to be gamey or something.
Yeah,
you think people are gamey?
I don't know.
Again,
I would crock pot it, right? Because you can't really go
wrong.
Same
idea.
What do you dump in with, like, your chicken?
Can of salsa? Jar of salsa?
Go. Like, man, it's a human leg. Here's a can of salsa. Put it in the crock.
Like a shank.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. I'd probably go shallots and some beer.
Okay. Well, you can make a beer sauce.
Well, onion can never go wrong. Chop up an onion, throw that in there.
Yeah, the mirepoix, right?
Or like maybe a Lipton soup packet, you know. With
I had a buddy.
A Lipton soup packet.
With some chicken stock. I'm just saying. It's crock pot. It's not going to be bad.
I'd probably go beef stock. Yeah.
Yeah, I guess you
But I think we'd be closer to pork.
Really?
Do you?
I do.
Really?
Why? Why do you think we taste more like pork?
I used to have a buddy that was...
It was a cannibal.
Well, he was Japanese, but he's specifically Okinawan.
All right.
And he said the old-timers there called humans long pig.
They do call it long pig, but is that associated with the taste, the texture?
That's how I took it.
Okay.
Right. I would have had follow-up questions, like why?
Other animals are closer to beef. So, for the most part, you know, when you think about elk or moose or bear or any of those things, I mean, they're more closely related to a beef texture and taste.
Yeah.
Horse, same way. Mm-hmm. But pig is just pig. There's no other animal that tastes like a pig. So I'm going to say we taste more like beef.
Except perhaps people. I don't know. Hey, the argument's out there.
Okay. Right.
Hey, if there's any cannibals listening, mm-hmm. please call and let us know.
Yeah, exactly.
A Lipton soup packet.
Right.
Mm-hmm. That just seems so ghetto.
So what we call this is, we call this cannibalism.
Yeah.
So you got to cut, right. One option, you can be caught being a cannibal.
Yep. You get busted for one of these things. Option number two is the story that Steve brought you yesterday in Who Sucks Less. A man allegedly has sexual contact with cadavers after breaking into the county morgue in downtown Phoenix early Wednesday morning. Deputies got a call at 1:30 in response to a 911 call about a burglary. When police arrived, the county security services and the Phoenix Police Department were already working to secure the scene. Fenris Liu was located during a search of the building and taken into custody. Authorities did not reveal any details about the arrest, but the charges against Liu indicate he tried to get away after being apprehended. Records show that Liu was booked on 4 counts of necrophilia.
Because he had sex with 4 corpses in that one night.
And 1 count each of burglary, possessing burglary tools, damage. Doesn't matter what else he got charged with. It's the necrophilia. All 8 counts are
felonies. You're right.
Lou's
it seems insane that he had to make a law like that.
What, necrophilia?
Yeah.
Oh, wait till I get to the last story.
You kind of do, though. Right? Yeah. Cannibalism, necrophilia, you go, bestiality. Do we have to make laws? And you go, yep. Obviously you do.
So the next thing you could get busted with, or for, is necrophilia.
All right.
That's option number 2. Option number 3. There's a little positive in this story, so don't be down.
See, I don't believe you.
For the first time, Oregon ranks as the top state for animal protection laws, according to the annual U.S. State Animal Protection Law Ranking Report. And that's published by a legal defense fund for animals. Nation's preeminent legal advocacy organization for animals. It is the longest running and most authoritative report of its kind. The 18th annual year-end report assesses the relative strengths and weaknesses of each U.S. state and territory's animal protection laws and ranks them accordingly. Like, are they strong with their laws as far as what you do and don't do to animals? Cruelty, everything else.
And there's 2 ways to think about that. You could say Oregon has these really strong protections, and you go, good for Oregon. I would argue the reason they have it is because so many people in Oregon need to be told not to do these horrible things.
It could be. I don't know.
I mean, you don't come up with a law when nobody's
doing it. Oregon is number 1, followed by Maine, Illinois, Massachusetts, and Colorado. Kind of actually shocked that Washington State isn't somewhere on that list, but it's not. Not in the top 5. North Dakota was at the bottom of the rankings in 50th place as far as animal rights. That's followed by Alabama, Idaho, South Carolina, and Kentucky, rounding out the states with the weakest animal protection laws. Now, while the report explains a continuing trend of laws prohibiting the sexual assault of animals, every single state, with the exception of West Virginia, mm-hmm. has laws banning sexual assaults on animals.
Yeah.
Mm. Option number 3.
Another one. So that's been my argument.
Is bestiality.
People make fun of, like, I can't believe West Virginia is an outlaw. It's like, look, for all the jokes we make about West Virginia, mm-hmm. it might be because it's not a problem.
Yeah. So, you could get busted for what? Number 1?
Right.
Number 1 is cannibalism.
We don't need the law. We're not effing animals.
No, well, you could look at it that
maybe
way.
I'm just saying, like, you I don't come up right. with the law because it's not a problem.
I hope you're right. So number 1 is cannibalism. You can bust it for that. Necrophilia, then bestiality. Your third option is...
Fourth?
I'm sorry, your fourth option is you can just be attacked by a shark. Now, here is the 2025 Shark Attack Report. I believe it or not, the Florida Museum of Natural History, they do have the International Shark Attack File. So this one place in Florida is responsible for tracking worldwide all shark attacks. That's their job.
That's fair.
They confirmed 65 unprovoked shark bites on humans and 29 that are provoked. All right, so there's a lot of different things that can happen.
Okay? Who provokes the shark, man?
There are a lot. Okay, unprovoked bites are defined as incidents in which a bite on a live human occurs in the shark's natural habitat with no human provocation of the shark. Now, provoked bites occur when a human initiates interaction with a shark in some way. So when divers are bitten after harassing or trying to touch sharks, mm-hmm. Bites right, on people right. who are spearfishing, bites on people who are attempting to feed sharks, bites occurring while unhooking or removing a shark from a fishing net.
Okay.
And sure. Right. So you could have, you know, you could be bit at an aquarium. One person was bit in an aquarium.
Because they put their hand in the water.
Feeding a shark.
I would throw, though. It seems more fun if you're just like, what's up, shark?
You little bitch.
There were four boat bites. Now, as far as shark bites, United States leads all countries with 25.
All right.
Followed closely.
USA.
By Australia. Problem is, Australia's got the fatality number real high.
Correct. Right?
Yeah, so that's a different world. Bahamas and New Zealand are close behind and a bunch of other countries. So in 2025, there were a total of 65 confirmed unprovoked cases. And that's in line with the average, about 21 incidents a year. Believe it or not, this goes up and down every year. It's not getting more.
Well,
so you might go back. It fluctuates a lot. But they say the U.S. leads the world again in the number of unprovoked bites. Consistent with long-term trends, and this has been going on, in 2025, there were 25 confirmed cases, slightly lower than 28 the year before. Australia had 21 unprovoked attacks. Florida had the most unprovoked bites in the U.S., 11 in Florida, 5 in California, 4 in Hawaii, 2 in South Carolina, 1 in New York, 1 in Texas. Now, most bites are associated with swimming and wading, yep, surfing or board sports, snorkeling, and free diving. So that's how it goes down. So, believe it or not, you do have a chance of survival.
Sure, of course. Maybe not in Australia, but yeah.
But either way, it's our Men's Room poll. Now, it's up now. If you follow us on X at Men's Room Live, you're going to get busted for one: cannibalism, necrophilia, bestiality, or you're going to be attacked by a shark. Vote now if you follow us on X there at Men's Room Live.
You're in the Men's Room.
Away we go on the Big Dummy Steve, who is our first contestant ready to play the big game.
Hello, Richard. Welcome to the Men's
Big
Room.
Big Dummy.
Hola.
Hola.
Richard, are you sober or not sober?
I am sober.
All right, Richard, welcome to Big Dummy. Okay, our Men's Room poll is going to be a tough one today. You're going to get busted for one. Will it be cannibalism, necrophilia, bestiality, or you can be attacked by a shark?
Well, it ain't going to be necrophilia or bestiality because that's disgusting.
Thank you for pointing that out, man.
We know that.
We weren't sure. We're borderline with that. Is that disgusting?
Is that the line?
Is that where it is?
Well,
yeah.
I mean, if you like a stiff lay, you can be a necrophiliac. I mean, you know, I'd go with cannibalism personally.
Cannibalism.
Going with cannibalism.
We did get a text that says, I watched a documentary on cannibals. One of the cannibals they interviewed said that humans do, in fact, taste more like pork.
Told you.
According to the texture.
Oh.
So, there we go.
Hey, look.
Were you
the head
guessing?
When you're the head chef, you know the stuff.
You have the sample stuff everywhere.
At least me and Ted are the other white meat.
There you go.
Yeah.
I'm the dark meat, baby.
That's right.
Yeah.
Well, I bet on the inside, all our flesh is the same.
You sure about that?
I don't know. I've never eaten a person to find out. I mean, look, Hannibal Lecter.
I prefer dark meat.
What did he say? French people specifically like taste like chicken or something. So maybe, according to Hannibal, so who knows, man? Maybe we're all different. All right, Richard, here is your question. What did the Manhattan Project set out to develop?
Wasn't that the atom bomb?
Okay, one and done.
One and done. Look at the big brain on the cannibal.
Nice.
All right, here is your question. True or false, ancient Roman gladiators were mostly vegetarian?
False, they were cannibals.
Now, believe it or not, they mostly ate barley, beans, and dried fruit. I'd be pissed and ready to fight, too.
Pretty healthy diet.
Actually, they said that ancient Romans actually had great dental.
I believe it.
Because they did not eat sugar, and I guess the water was, like, naturally fluorinated. So they were just crushing it.
Game is Big Dummy, 206-803.
Big Dummy!
Hello, Matt. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hola, Bichola.
Hola.
Matty on team sober, team not sober?
Not sober today.
All right, Matt, welcome to Big Dummy. Getting prepped up for the match early. Okay, you're going to get busted for one: cannibalism, necrophilia, bestiality, or you can be attacked by a shark.
I love pork, but today I'll be shark bait.
Shark bait it is.
Going for the shark.
Okay. What's your technique on fighting this guy off?
That's a great question. Poke him in the eye, probably.
That's not a bad theory. I mean, they do have a couple layers of film that actually cover their eye. I can't remember how many, technically, let's call them an eyelid.
But they even kind of, they roll their eyes back when they attack for that reason.
To protect themselves.
I heard, and look, at the moment I'm being attacked by a shark, I'm not sure that I'm going to very calmly remember all of this, but apparently the gills are worse than the eyes for a shark. That if you can hit the gills, it'll let you go. Now, that said, when it lets you go, it might have its leg in your mouth, but it will eventually let go.
They can't roll their eyes back anymore. Goodell got on them. You got to see what you hit.
Oh, come on, guys.
Yeah, keep your eyes open. See what you hit, boys.
Keep your eye on the ball.
That's a good point. How many sharks do you think missed and, like, slammed into the boat? Like, dude, he completely missed me.
I mean, that's most of it, right? Isn't it always like it's a mistake? It's like, keep your eyes open.
You know what? Maybe that's it.
Yeah.
Maybe that's it. All right, your question. What is the highest state as an elevation in the United States?
Average elevation?
I believe so, yeah.
All right.
Let's go with Montana.
Let's go with Alaska.
Nope.
Colorado.
Colorado.
Oh, okay. All right.
So I believe
I mean, it's right there. I figured it was
it might be the highest state in both ways, yeah.
Makes sense.
Well, who was it that was, oh, it was Rod Stewart? So Rod Stewart, well, okay. There's been a couple of old-timers out there that are having a hard time as far as not feeling well on stage. Last one was Lionel Richie last night.
Yeah.
Opening show with Earth, Wind, and Fire. He's doing Dancing on the Ceiling. He gets dizzy. He has to sit down. But that was not in Colorado. But last week, Rod Stewart, who is still out on the road,
yeah,
he was doing a show like in Colorado.
Oh, so the
and he is just he had been sick before that, but he was still just gasping for air. I mean, it was just it's just a different altitude, man.
Oh, yeah. I do he's like that he just hit the oxygen on the stage, then was like, oh, yeah. I'll come back. Just give me a second.
They had it for him.
I mean, he's at the age where you're like, that's cool, man. We'll wait.
I mean, look, we've been seeing football players when you play the Broncos doing it for years.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
Not only that, they tell you to be very careful how much you drink when you go there.
They do.
But you know, honey. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Whatever. Who's listening to that advice?
I think it depends how you drink. Like, we drink to get hammered, so it's like, what you're telling me is I will spend less money and it takes less time. People like my wife, like, babe, you need to listen to the warning because you're not out to get messed up.
And it's a good
excuse.
I'm
out to get messed up.
Well, the 32,000 feet in the tire while you're drinking, so.
Yeah. I know you hear that already.
I didn't drink too much, dude. It's the altitude.
It's the altitude, babe.
All right, your question. What 2002 rom-com starred actress Nia Vardalos? Her
don't
last name would be the only clue. Nia Vardalos.
Vardalos.
Okay.
Pretty much the only movie I've ever seen her in. I think she wrote it, directed it the whole night. My Big Fat Greek Wedding.
Oh. Oh. That was not a bad movie at all.
Really?
I don't think it was bad. I
hated it. It was super popular.
In the context of what the story was. I mean, think it was bad.
Yeah.
I would say in the context of rom-coms.
Yeah.
No, that's what I mean. Like, I did not enjoy it at all. At all, at all. All right, your question. What fast food company once ran an ad campaign with the phrase, "Where's the beef?"
The Wendy's.
You got it. Yeah. Very nice. Very good.
It's amazing that slogan still holds. I want to say they haven't used it in like 35 years.
And there's some crazy story behind it. Like I don't know if that was exactly the line or something.
Well, because you typically could not see the hamburger on a hamburger. So like the actual beef, you couldn't see it. So when they went with the square theory, that means you could see the beef coming out.
But I think
of the
what
butt.
Ted's saying, like it was loosely based on a real situation.
Oh,
where somebody basically had said like, "Where's the beef?" And like they just ran with it and said, "You know what, man? That's." And I want to say it was like in real life, it was an old lady. He's pissed about a burger, and that was her actual question.
Have you guys heard about that trend where, like, there's a couple Reddit threads and stuff where they people just get together and decide that they want to prop up a business and really make it valuable and profitable so it doesn't go away, right?
All right.
So they did this with GameStop.
Maybe. Right, is that why Wendy's is trading crazy today?
They stopped trading on it. They halted trading because everybody came together online and went like, "Wendy's ain't going to die. Let's all get together and pitch our money."
That
in
doesn't
and save
seem
Wendy's.
Legal, though. The companies short stuff all the time.
But companies have different rules, man.
I don't know in theory how this works.
I don't know, but what did they do with GameStop? Like, I remember
they inflated the stock to like over $100.
Well, and people bought
four or $5.
It was about to go under, right? Then people started buying it,
and the company was saved.
Yeah,
so I guess they're trying to do the same thing with Wendy's.
Is Wendy's going out of business?
I Wendy's was trading at like $3 or $4 or $5 or something, maybe. So now it's up at like 8 or 9 when they halted it. I don't know what the hell's going on. I don't understand it well enough to know, but I just think it's interesting that a community of people online are like, no, you're not taking Wendy's. Like, you're not, this is not going down.
But why is that a bad thing? Why does it matter, right? Because, and I'm not throwing anyone under the bus, but like I said, shareholders do it with the companies that they already have stock in. Congress does it, you know what I mean? Basically, defense contract, they will dump stock, they buy stock. So why does it matter if a group of people unaffiliated with anything, you know, it'd be like you and me. Yeah, I made $500, but because a bunch of us did it, we saved Wendy's. Why does it matter?
Like, I mean, that's everyone else does it all the time. Because you're an owner in the company.
Yeah.
And therefore, when the stock goes up, the value that you have in the company goes up.
Right. But I mean, if I'm a CEO, like you were talking about, was it Jamie Dimon or something? I fired 65,000 people, that amount of money, our stock went to the roof. He benefits directly. Like, if it's legal for him.
That's literally what private equity does.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah,
that's why your jerseys cost so much. That's why your sports tickets cost so much. They just want to be in for 3 or 5 years, get their profit, and be out.
Yeah. So,
I'm with Thrill. Like, all right, so if regular people are doing this.
Why can't I do it?
Yeah. Well, we know why, man. The man.
The man. Keeping you down.
Yeah.
Gave us Big Dummy, 206-803.
Big Dummy.
Hello, Tom. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, gentlemen.
Hola.
Tom, team sober?
Team sober.
All right. You were one and done last week, weren't you, Tom?
I think so.
Yeah, man. All right, men's room poll, you're going to get busted for one, Tom. Cannibalism, necrophilia, bestiality, or be attacked by a shark.
Be attacked by the shark.
Shark attack. All right.
Yeah, shark attack.
A little down pride.
Out of the three, like, I'd rather be attacked by a shark, yes.
Yeah, and like I always say, New Smyrna Beach, like, I'm just getting bit. There's not deaths there.
You don't know that. You might be the first.
Yeah.
There's no guarantees. I'm debating between the shark and cannibalism. And my thought is just this, like, bestiality, necrophilia, you're just weird. Cannibal, you're weird, but if I go to jail, people there are scared of me because I'm a cannibal.
But doesn't
right?
something...
It's a game changer.
Doesn't something happen to your body if you eat?
That's what they want you to believe.
Well, I'm saying...
Ted's doing fine.
Yeah.
Haven't noticed any changes with him.
Have you had the steak at Slither?
Oh, damn. The Slither steak. 95% people. All right. Tom, here's your question. What three animals are mentioned in Dr. Seuss's Green Eggs and Ham?
Oh, let's see. Fox. Oh, yikes. In a box with a fox in the... Oh, yikes. I don't know. I'm going to say a horse and a chicken are the other two.
They're not, but I'm curious. What do you think rhymes a horse?
Of course.
Because you're right. He will not eat them in a box. He will not eat them with a fox. I will not eat them with a horse because your mom is a horse. I mean, I don't know. So it's fox.
Okay, of course, rhymes with horse.
It does. It does. So we have a fox, and he also will not eat them in a box. We have a goat. Therefore, where do you think he also will not eat green?
In a boat.
In a boat. Miles, you're good. And finally, we have a mouse. Where do you think it is he's not going to eat green eggs and ham?
Oh, yeah, the house.
That's right. Okay. He will not eat them with a mouse. He will not eat them in a house. He will not eat them with a fox. He will not eat them in a box. He will not
eat them. Very particular about where he eats these.
Very, very specific. Very specific. All right, Tom, your question. Which star is represented by placing a star on top of a Christmas tree?
The star that led the wise men to Jesus.
Need a more specific name.
Oh,
the star
of... I'm not sure, is it the Star of David?
That would be Judaism likes the Star of David, and for Christmas tree, it's the Star of Bethlehem.
Which
represents lovely Bethlehem, Pennsylvania.
Ooh, is that where that is?
If you've never been there, consider yourself lucky. All right. Your question, what desert surrounds Las Vegas?
Oh, yikes. I didn't know it was actually a desert. I mean, it's hot and dry.
That's a desert.
But for most...
yeah, I didn't know there was a name.
And you've heard of it.
You've definitely heard of it.
Everyone's heard of it. I just don't think most people realize that's the desert that Vegas is in.
I honestly don't know. I can't think of any.
All right. The Mojave Desert.
Oh, okay.
Yep. And all I found out recently,
that was more like Edwards Air Force Base is Mojave.
I think it's just
that big.
I didn't
think it went all the way to Vegas.
Miles is right. That desert's massive.
And by the way, I only found out recently that every time I've been hanging out on the Strip in Vegas, you're not in Vegas. You were not in the city of Las Vegas. You're in the city of Paradise. I believe Fremont Street is actually in
Las
Vegas.
Desert Valley, isn't that part of the Mojave?
I don't know, man.
I think it stretches that far west, doesn't it?
It's a big-ass desert. Yeah. That's all I know. But I don't know entirely what it encompasses.
Or Death Valley, whatever it is.
Ah, lovely Death Valley. All right, your question. Elliot Ness is best known for fighting organized crime in what city?
In Chicago?
It is Chicago.
Good job, John.
Chicago.
There you go.
Chicago, yeah.
Davis Big Dummy, 206-803
Big Round. Dummy!
Hello, Justin. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, gentlemen.
Hola.
Justin, sober or not sober?
Sober for now, Miles.
Okay, for now.
Indeed.
All right. Going to get busted for one, Justin. Cannibalism, necrophilia, bestiality, or you could be attacked by a shark.
Everything is gross. Give me the shark.
Give me the shark.
We had a feeling this was going this way.
Yeah, popular day.
Yeah.
Just right. Given the options. Right?
It's a good day to be a shark.
A shark attack. I can't wait.
Yeah, well, they get killed or fended off. I just can't do it. They can't defile bodies, and I'm not going to defile an animal.
You know, we appreciate that about you, man. That's one of your better qualities.
You'd be shocked, man. When I googled necrophilia, which is always good when you do that at work, there was a guy in BBC story, and it was a guy, mortician or somebody, and his abuse had been going on for like over 20 years.
Jesus,
there were more than 100 individual cases that they know of this guy, and I was just like, oh my God, man.
Well, the story we have for today out of Phoenix, you know, one of the things the cops pointed out, they said, look, we have not informed the relatives of the corpses that have been violated. And they're like, why not? And they said, it's a very delicate thing, because you have to remember, if a body's in a morgue, that person is still being grieved. It's not like they're there for 50. Yes, so yes, they're like, can you imagine calling them hey, you know, the Ted Smith, we know he died, and this is a tough time. Yeah, 3 days. Yeah, someone else who had sex with the body. Like, they're like, look, man, I don't even know if I'd want to know.
I was about to say, I don't know that you need to tell those people.
Because imagine, like, doing the eulogy, and you're looking down, you know, open casket, like, yeah, there lays my mother. You know what happened to her after?
Like this.
How did her face get like that? Yeah.
She looks like Mr. Bill.
Yeah, I mean, dead serious. I don't know that they need to tell those
You
parents.
Don't.
Yeah, there's.
You don't.
It's not going to help anybody.
Would you want to know?
She looks like the Scream.
I would not. Like, why'd you tell me that?
Look, there is a chance it might have happened to a relative or somebody we know.
I don't want to know.
I don't want to know.
I don't want to know if it happens to my dead body.
We won't tell you.
You should wake up in the middle of it.
Hey, none of that.
I was just sleeping, man.
Fall back down and die.
None of that.
None of that.
Oh!
like when his arm got cut.
Yeah.
Just wake back up and go, no. No. Let me die. All right. Sick bastard.
All right, Justin, your question. Name any one of the three purported contents of the Ark of the Covenant. If you open it, it'll melt your face off.
I don't know, the Ten Commandments.
Hang on. Right there.
Once again, bedroom colors, here are the seven words you can't say on
and
the radio.
And that's what you drop after the Ten Commandments. F me running.
Please keep those words in mind.
Moses said.
Now back to the program.
I'll let him go because I think he was generally surprised that he got that right. So I'm like, all right.
Good enough.
He was shocked. But yeah, it's the Ten Commandments, Aaron's staff, and a pot of manna.
More of Big W on the way, 206-803-ROCK.